Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it comes around about this time every year, and that's the Southeastern Wildlife Expo. It is coming up this weekend in Charleston. CWE, as it's known to the locals, is a really highly looked forward to event.
Well, you're right about that. It does celebrate the great outdoors with the weather sometimes questionable. It's sort of the kickoff of the early spring in the Lowcountry. But a great gathering of, I think, over 40,000 folks from all around the country, around the world, with a focus on art and sports and dogs and food. So that's where we get involved. Really, it's become a great exhibit for South Carolina agriculture by way of great cuisine with some of our celebrity chefs.
Absolutely. And, of course, the Department of Ag has a tent in Marion Square where you will be showcasing some of the state's vendors.
Well, that we will, along with the cooking demonstrations. We do have over 30 specialty food vendors from our certified SC product and specialty foods group. It's always popular, and some of the same vendors are there every year because they know it's a great show, and then dispersed throughout the day are our cooking demos with some local celebrity chefs coming in to use some of our South Carolina farm products, maybe some game of some kind or fish, especially in Charleston, and it's very entertaining. And all while our staff is there to answer questions about South Carolina agriculture. So we try to make it fun and informative and a great place to be.
Let's talk some about some of the menu items that the chefs will be demonstrating.
Well, as I said, they'll show everyone watching that our South Carolina farm products can marry up, if you will, with other great game or fish. But we'll have grits, which is probably coming from right close by in Charleston or here in Columbia, turnip greens, then Anson Mills grits, cakes, and then things of that nature. I know we've always paired up a good South Carolina, whether it's a vegetable dish to go along with a great entree. And the whole point, combined with the cookbook, is to tell people they can do these same things at home. And I've watched enough of them to know that it's not terribly complicated. They like to limit the number of ingredients, but just really put it together nicely, and that's what I'm so impressed about what they do.
Commissioner, give us the dates and hours of the show.
Well, we'll kick off Friday through Sunday. Fridays are 11 to 3 on Friday and Saturday, and then 12 to 3 on Sunday. The tent will be open with our specialty food vendors from 10 o'clock in the morning till 6, and then on Sunday from 10 to 5. So it's all right there. It's become one of the great stopping points for all of CWE, and especially in Marion Square, where a lot of activity goes on. So we're really glad to see that we can showcase South Carolina agriculture in a very high-profile event there in Charleston this weekend at CWE.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.